You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. And we do say today, don't we? We say TGIF. Yes, thank God it's Friday. And we mean it as well. Yes, we do. It is Friday, and welcome to this morning's breakfast show with me, Jerry D. Here on 89.3, of course, Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial, normally after 10 o'clock. Lovely to be with you. By the way, we got rid of June yesterday, didn't we? Today is the 1st of July. Pinch punch, first day of the month. Let's take a look and see a few things relevant to today's date in the world of entertainment. In the year 1896, it was the death of Harriet Beecher Stowe on this day. The American author of the anti-slavery novel, which was Uncle Tom's Cabin. And in 1929, the cartoon character Popeye, yes, the Sailor Man, first appears in the United States. And on this day, in the year 1956, Elvis Presley appeared on the Steve Allen Show. He was told not to dance. Very important, of course. And Allen had him sing Hound Dog, guess what, to a real Basset Hound that was complete with tails.
Good morning, world.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
'Cause he gets up in the morning, and he goes to work at night, and he comes back home at 5:30, gets the same train every time, 'cause his world is built on punctuality, it never fails, and he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body. Discussing foreign trade, and she passes looks as well as bills at every suave young man. And he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town. But his mother knows the best about the matrimony estate. 'Cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go, two in a row bring us in on this morning's breakfast show. We started off with one of what I think one of the Kinks' best songs, Well Respected Man is what it was called, and it was written by their lead singer and rhythm guitarist Ray Davis, and originally released in the United Kingdom. It was on an EP, an extended play, which was the size of a 45 RPM record, but with more tracks on it. The song was released on the EP. The name of the EP, by the way, was a strange name. Quet Kinks, spelled K-W-Y-E-T. Quiet Kinks. Oh, quiet, possibly, how you pronounce it. Anyway, the song was also released on the album Kingdom in the United States, and released as a single in the United States and continental Europe. Well Respected Man, it remains one of the band's most popular and best known songs, one of the four Kink songs, in actual fact, included in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's list of the 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. The others, You Really Got Me, Waterloo Sunset and Lola. And one way or another, that was the second track that came from Blondie. Here's Mr. Rod Stewart. Tonight's the night. Tis Friday.
Stay away from my window. Stay away. disconnect the telephone line. Relax, baby, and draw that line. Kick off your shoes and sit right down. Loosen up that pretty French gown. Let me pour you a good long drink. Ooh, baby, don't you hesitate. Inhibitions run wild. The secret is about to unfold. Upstairs before the night's too old.
Go, yes, tonight's the night from Mr. Rod Stewart. And the time, we're just making our way down from 14 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. It is Friday, and it is a Music Friday. Yes, we're just going to be sitting here playing some great music, going right through till 10 o'clock this morning. We will be checking in, of course, with Ingrid. It is Friday for our Freaky Pumpbacks Friday. Yasmin will be taking a look at the world of entertainment with What, Where and When. And all being well, probably a couple of tracks from this day in music, born or otherwise. Also, usual bits and pieces, of course, local news, bottom of the hour, 7 o'clock international news, we'll take a look at some of that, 7:30, some of the international business news, weather, well, if you've been watching the news, you can be sure we're not in for a particularly great day today. Looking out the studio window, it is very stormy looking out there this morning, no rain at the moment though. So that's it, there's my synopsis for this morning. And anyway, we're going to be having fun. I'm thinking actually between the hour of 8 and 9 o'clock this morning, I think we might take a little trip back to the 1960s. Look at some 60s music between 8 and 9 this morning. Why not? We can do what we want, really, can't we? Well, within limits. It is time to get you on your way this morning, off to wherever it is you're going on this Friday morning. And it is a brand new month. If you've just woken up, welcome to the 1st of July.
Hello.
you go. Yes, in the shower with you this morning. That is Snap and Rhythm is a Dancer. And that, by the way, oh, time to get you out. Hold on. There we go. That's it. Off to wherever you're going this morning. That version was, it's a 2008 version that they brought out of that. I just thought I'd give that a try. But certainly not as good as the original one, which was 1991 when that was released. Anyway, everything's worth a try, isn't it? You can always stop it. We're 20 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3. That is Cool FM. Great to be with you this morning. Oh, great to be with you any morning, really. This is Genesis. I Can Dance.
Jerry D.
She said I got it coming to me, but I wanted it now.
There we go. That is BTO. Yes, well, we abbreviate things, don't we, these days? Bachman Turner Overdrive, as we know them, and ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't heard nothing yet either. Wait till we get going. Right, that has brought us time-wise. We are 28 minutes. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock on the 1st of July.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
And that has brought us to 6:30. Yes, we're just making our way now up to 7 o'clock in the morning. Let's take a look, shall we, some of the local news that we will be looking at in more detail later on this morning. The epidemiological report of the Ministry of Health reported on Thursday 3 new deaths in the last 24 hours due to COVID-19. In addition, the entity updated 2 deaths from previous dates for a cumulative total now 8,364 deaths and a lethality that remains at the national level at 0.9%. In Panama, according to the Ministry of Health, they registered 1,624 new cases. They did 11,720 tests, and this returned a positivity percentage of 13.9%. Active cases in Panama, 15,780. 15,560 of those are in isolation and 220 are hospitalized. Those who are in isolation, they're divided into 15,549 in their residences and 11 in the so-called hospital hotels. On the other hand, those hospitalized are 186 in the wards and 34 in the intensive care units. Well, while food is being, beginning to be scarce, remember who couldn't find lettuce the other day? This is international markets. This Thursday, the dialogue table between the government and the agricultural producers and transporters was resumed yesterday, and they requested agreements on the adjustment or to the freezing of fuel prices. And, sorted out. It was negotiated yesterday with Carlo Rignoni, and they have decided to go back to work. More details on that in the news at 8 and 9 o'clock. At 10:50 a.m. also yesterday, dump truck drivers partially opened the road to Tocumen. They had closed it. Closed it again. I'm just sort of going through because it's all written in a funny language. English. Due to the closure, an increase in passengers is reported on lines 1 and 2 of the Panama Metro, and roadblocks on the Domingo Diaz and Transísmica roads also was the result of that. It says earlier a large traffic congestion was reported, which began at dawn on Thursday, And this was in the eastern sector of the District of Panama. And this is after those dump truck drivers blocked the access to the south corridor as well in Tocumen, which caused long lines of vehicles to form along the entire Domingo Diaz Road. Jose Maria Quintero, spokesperson for the dump trucks, stated that they were asking for a freeze on fuel prices, not only for carriers, but also for the entire population in general. The Electoral Court confirmed the decision of the Third Administrative Electoral Court to call new partial elections for the selection of the Executive Secretary of the Youth of the Realizing Goals, the RM Party. This Thursday, an edict was published in which the plenary session of the Tribunal Electoral, under the presentation of Judge Alfredo Junca, resolved the appeal filed by Rafael Rodriguez Cortez before the decision to call partial elections for the RM Youth Secretariat. And the Otro Camino movement became the on Wednesday the ninth political group constituted in the country, so it will be able to participate in the general elections of May of 2024. Through the bulletin of the Electoral Court, the decision of the entity was known and Resolution number 22 of June the 23rd of this year was published, which recognizes the existence of the Camino, Otro Camino party, which was founded, of course, by former independent presidential candidate Ricardo Lombana. The Ministry of Health have once again extended the presentation of economic proposals for the multi-million dollar tender for the construction of the new National Oncology Institute. Now it will be on August the 8th and it will be at 10 a.m. according to a new report on the Panama Compra portal. The hospital project includes study, design, construction and maintenance of one of the most anticipated works in the country, such as new structure that houses the Oncology Institute. The National Authority for Public Services, ASEP, will announce today the adjustment of the electricity rate for the second half of this year, which runs from the 1st of July to the 31st of December. Now, this means that the institution, in fact, is going to announce the rate regime when it's already come into force. The norm establishes that the rate adjustments are in force every 6 months from the 1st of January to the 1st of July of each year. Now, to do this, the ASEP must convene a public forum on the rate based on the prior information sent by the distribution companies ENSA and Naturgy. And talking about the weather, which we were earlier on, given the forecast of bad weather for the next few days with the yellow alert decreed by the National Civil Protection System, the Regional Directorate of the Ministry of Environment of Chiriquí, Sismi Ambiente, temporarily suspended access to the protected areas of the province. In a statement from Ambiente, it explained that the measure is taken considering the warning about the instability of the weather in the region due to the collateral effects of the passage of Tropical Cyclone 2 for the next few days. The restriction came into force from Wednesday morning. The Ambiente did report that the measure will be lifted when the weather conditions are favourable for hiking, which will be communicated in a timely manner. Got a bit of a wise decision there. We don't want people getting lost up there, and especially if they're going to be caught in bad weather. Breakfast show time. We are 23 and a half minutes exactly. Now that's before the hour of 7 o'clock.
Of the
There we go, that is Lizzie, or Lizzo rather. That's what it's called, About Damn Time. Yes, lovely choice of words in that song as well, isn't it really? Limited vocabulary. And before that we had Calexico and Rancho Azul. And breakfast show time, we're just coming up for 70 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Top of the hour at 7 o'clock we're going to take a look at some of the international news for this morning. And I have already managed to find some antidepressants. Yep, some good stories. There are a few out there. You just gotta look. Billy Ray Cyrus and Achy Breaky Heart.
You can tell the world you never was my girl. You can burn my clothes when I'm gone. Oh, you can tell your friends just what a fool I've been and laugh and joke about me on the phone. Tell my arms, go back into the farm. You can tell my feet to hit the floor. Or you can tell my lips, to tell my fingertips, they won't be reaching out for you no more. Don't tell my heart, my achy breaking heart. I just don't think he'd understand.
just don't think you'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man. I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, he mightn't blow up and kill this man.
There we go. That is Achy Breaky Heart. A song in actual fact, it was written back in 1990 by Don Bontres. First released in 1991 by the Marcy Brothers with the title Don't Tell My Heart. Later recorded there by Billy Ray Cyrus and released on his debut album, which was Some Gave All in 1992. The song is Cyrus's debut single and his signature song. It became the first single ever to achieve triple platinum sales in Australia, and also 1992's best-selling single in the same country. In the United States, it became a crossover hit on pop and country radio, peaking number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 and topping the Hot Country Songs chart. Let's say a couple of good mornings. Very good morning to Senor Francisco. He was up bright and early this morning, listening and going off to do whatever he was doing for the day. Also, Mary Lou, very good morning to you, TGIF. And Paul Dixon over there in the United Kingdom. Faster, I can play a piece of music for him this morning. The Turtles from 1967. Don't forget, I did mention earlier on in the program, between 8 and 9 o'clock this morning, we're going to be doing 1960s. Yep, I'm going to be doing an hour of 1960s songs. Because I can do that. So here's one in advance for Paul. And the other one, that'll come later on during the course of the morning.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, so lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Together.
toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together.
There we go. Yes, the Turtles there, and that was Happy Together. And it was written, by the way, by Gary Bonner and Alan Gordon, and was released in a single. It was released as a single with Like the Seasons on the other side on February 14th of 1967, peaked at number one on the US Billboard Hot 100. It was the band's first and only chart topper there as well. Also reached the top 20 in diverse countries, including number two in Canada and number 12 over there on the other side of the pond in the United Kingdom. So there you are. That's it. If you like 1960s music, don't forget, between 8 and 9 o'clock this morning, that's what we're going to be doing. Going to be doing the 60s. Good morning, Rosita. Rosita's always excited. She's, especially today, she says, I love the 60s. Don't we all? Well, I do at any rate. So here's Mr. Stevie Wonder. And If It's Magic. So just sit back and relax for a bit.
Then why can't it be everlasting? Like the sun that always shines, like the poets in this rhyme, like the galaxies in time. If it's pleasing, then why can't it be never leaving? Like the day that never fails, like on seashores there are shells, like the time that always tells. It holds the key to every heart throughout the universe. It fills you up without a bite and quenches every thirst. Oh, if it's special, then with it why aren't we as careful as making sure and style, posing pictures with a smile, keeping danger from a child. It holds the key to every heart throughout the universe. It fills you up without a bite and quenches every thirst. So, if it's magic, why can't we make it everlasting? Like the lifetime of the sun, it will leave no heart undone. There's enough for everyone.
Is that lovely? It's from 1976 when that was released by Stevie Wonder. And of course, it was there on Tamla Records, which was then a division of Motown. The double album was regarded by music journalists as the culmination of Wonder's classic period of recording. And the album, songs, of course, in the key of life.
I was so unprepared. Forgive me if I stop and stand. Like my first long ago, I was here and you were there. You're hitting me harder than a million goodbyes, and this isn't a heart attack, but I feel it inside like a shot straight to my heart. Adrenaline, adrenaline, like a flashbang in the dark. Adrenaline, adrenaline, I take just one look at you, and I think I'm bulletproof when you hold me in your arms. Adrenaline, adrenaline, it's all a bluff and colored lines. Two bodies moving, but just one. Like a shot straight to my heart. Adrenaline, adrenaline, like a flashbang in the dark. Adrenaline, adrenaline, I take just one look at you, and I think I'm bulletproof when you hold me in your arms. Adrenaline, adrenaline, and I don't care if I overdose till I'm comatose. I don't care, I don't care. Let me stay. Like a shot straight through my heart. Adrenaline, adrenaline, like a flashbang in the dark. Adrenaline, adrenaline, I take just one look at you, and I think I'm bulletproof when you hold me in your arms. Adrenaline, adrenaline, like a shot straight through my heart. Adrenaline, adrenaline, like a flashbang in the dark. Adrenaline, adrenaline, just one look at you, and I think I'm bulletproof when you hold me in your arms. Adrenaline, adrenaline.
And that is Captain James Blunt. Yes, he was a captain in the British Army, and he spent time in Kosovo, and he took his guitar with him as well. So, I guess, James Blunt, Adrenaline. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just a couple of minutes away from the top of the hour. We're going to take a look at some of the international news headlines in a couple of minutes.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
The good news must be announced. I tell you that for the first time in Panama, they will be auctioning properties of all prices and all types. If you want to make a good investment or buy the property of your dreams, this is the time. Add emotion to your investment. Financing with the bank of your choice. Sign up from today. Spaces are limited, so call 6999-0303 or call 302-0303. The date is the 30th of June at the Acobea Real Estate Expo Fair.
Buenas noches. Bienvenidos a Bantica Thai Kitchen and Lunch. Permítame compartirle los especiales del día. Filete de salmón servido con ensalada de arroz y crema. Atún de aleta amarilla con costra de sésamo servido con wakame, arroz y ensalada. Ribeye de 12 onzas en salsa de hongos. Y nuestro seafood platter con salmón salvaje, atún, camarones y mejillones negros chilenos.
¡Wow!
Viste, amor, te dije que te iba a gustar. Tienen el tipo de comida que te gusta y también opciones veganas para mí.
Mira que me cuesta decirlo, pero tenía razón.
Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge, abiertos de 12 a 11 p.m. en San Francisco, calle 66 con calle 50, edificio The Towers.
Metro de Panamá insta a todos sus usuarios a mantener las medidas de bioseguridad en todas sus instalaciones y trenes.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM.
Yes, indeed. That's us. 7 o'clock in the morning, boys and girls. And we're going to take a look at some of the international news. If you just joined us, a very good morning to you and TGIF. And also a very good morning to a brand new month as well. It is the month of July. Russia rained missiles near Ukraine's Black Sea port of Odessa on Friday, hitting an apartment building and a resort and killing at least 19 people, Ukrainian officials said, hours after Russian troops were driven off the nearby Snake Island. One section of a 9-story apartment block was completely destroyed by a missile that struck at 1 a.m. The walls and windows of a neighboring 14-story apartment block had also been damaged by the blast, and residents were helping rescue workers comb the rubble. And Russia said on Thursday it had summoned the British ambassador to voice a strong protest against offensive British statements, including about alleged Russian threats to use nuclear weapons. The Russian Foreign Ministry said it issued the rebuke to Ambassador Deborah Bronert over the frankly boorish statements of the British leadership regarding Russia, its leader and official representatives of the authorities, as well as the Russian people. As Russian military continues to pour Ukraine with missiles and other lethal weapons, Western nations have responded in part by targeting Russia's defense industry with sanctions. The latest round came on Tuesday when the United States issued new sanctions on some arms makers and executives at the heart of what is dubbed Russian President Vladimir Putin's war machine. But a Reuters examination of companies, executives and investors underpinning Russia's defense sector shows a sizable number of players have yet to pay a price. Nearly 36 leaders of Russian weapons firms and at least 14 defense companies have not been sanctioned by the United States, the European Union or the United Kingdom. In addition, sanctions on Russia's arms makers and tycoons have been applied inconsistently by these NATO allies, with some governments levying penalties and others not, the Reuters reviews have shown. Greece has sent an official request to the United States for the purchase of 20 Lockheed Martin made F-35 fighter jets, the country's prime minister said on Thursday. NATO member Greece spends more than 2% of its gross domestic product on defense spending. It has beefed up its military purchases in recent years as tensions with its neighbor, historic rival and NATO ally Turkey have resurfaced. Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis said that Greece is also examining the purchase of a second group of the jets. And North Korea claimed on Friday that the country's first COVID-19 outbreak began with patients touching alien things near the border with South Korea, apparently shifting blame to the neighbor for the wave of infections in the isolated country. Announcing results of an investigation, the North ordered people to vigilantly deal with alien things coming by wind and other climate phenomena and balloons in the areas along the demarcation line and borders, the official KCNA news agency said. And by the way, there's no reason to change Hong Kong's one country, two systems formula of governance. This is according to Chinese President Xi Jinping, he said on a rare visit to the global financial hub after swearing in the city's new leader, John Lee, on Friday. Britain returned Hong Kong to Chinese rule on the 1st of July in 1997, with Beijing promising wide-ranging autonomy, unfettered individual rights and judicial independence, at least until 2047. Well, Prime Minister Boris Johnson said that Britain would do all it could to hold Beijing to its commitments on democratic rights made 25 years ago when Hong Kong was handed back to China. Johnson said that China had failed to comply with its commitment to respect a one-country, two-systems arrangement, which was agreed under the deal that ended British colonial rule in 1997. Britain has been especially critical of the national security law imposed in 2020 and electoral changes that it says erode the freedoms and autonomy of Hong Kong. The freedom in Hong Kong has vanished, and China has failed to live up to its promises of 50 years without change. This is according to Taiwan Premier Su Tseng-Chang on Friday, the 25th anniversary of Hong Kong's return to Chinese rule. Chinese President Xi Jinping, on a rare visit to the global financial hub on Friday, swore in Hong Kong's new leader. By the way, that's their former security chief, John Lee, who is sanctioned by the United States over his role in implementing a national security law there. The reclusive supreme leader of the Afghan Taliban, Haybatullah Akhundzada, hailed the Islamist 2021 takeover of Afghanistan during a meeting on Friday called to forge national unity and attended by religious leaders from around the country. Taliban spokesman confirmed that Akhundzada, who is based in the southern city of Kandahar, had come to the capital Kabul for the all-male gathering of some 3,000 participants. The United States must meet its international obligations on climate change and do more than shout slogans. This is from Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijiang. He said on Friday, this is of course following a U.S. Supreme Court ruling limiting Washington's ability to cut power sector emissions. The Supreme Court voted to constrain the authority of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to regulate greenhouse gas emissions from existing coal and gas-fired power plants under the Clean Air Act, sparking dismay among environmentalists. It looks as we know, as if we know who is running America, and it's the courts. Russia has detained a scientist in Siberia. This is on suspicion of state treason for allegedly collaborating with China's security services, the state news agency TASS reported on Friday, citing regional authorities and the man's family. Dmitry Kolka, a doctor of physics and mathematics at Novosibirsk State University, whose website said that he's head of Quantum Optical Technologies Laboratory, was detained on charges of high treason. TASS quoted the Novosibirsk Judicial Department as saying. And that's it. That's some of the international news. We'll take a look at some of the international business news at the bottom of the hour at 7:30. Meanwhile, I think it's back to the music, don't you? Oh, by the way, I tell you what we're also going to look at. We're going to look at the weather. That'll be fun. Looking out the studio window, it's cloudy and stormy looking this morning, but that was to be expected.
Why do you hang around?
There we go. That is Morrissey, Suedehead. This is Lynyrd Skynyrd. What's your name? What is it called?
Well, it's 8 o'clock in Boise, Idaho. I found my limo driver, Mr. Take Us to the Show. I've been making some plans for later on tonight. I find a little queen and I know I can treat her right. What's your name?
Breakfast show time. It is 15 minutes after the hour. 7 o'clock, we're going to take a look at the weather. And as you know, we've got a bit of a bad weather spate coming up today, possibly going into tomorrow, of course, as well. Let's go over to Colón, to Costa Riva. Start there, 29 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature for today, with 23 degrees being the minimum, 35 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, and 90% relative humidity. Good chance of rain during the course of this morning, this afternoon, and a few showers during tonight. Moving over to West Panama, let's take a look. We've got 28 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature. 23 degrees is the minimum today, and 34 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation. Chance for a few showers on this side during the course of this morning, rain in the afternoon, and the few showers will be back to tonight. Moving along to the metropolitan area where we're sitting right now, 28 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 23 degrees the minimum, 34 will be the thermal sensation here, which isn't too bad. Relative humidity is up at 85%. Few showers during the course of this morning, rain in the afternoon, and isolated showers tonight. Moving out to the Gulf of Panama, the islands out there. By the way, if you're thinking about taking the Gin Palace out, today or tomorrow. I'd probably give it a break this weekend. 28 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature out there today. 24 being the minimum, 34 degrees Celsius. Thermal sensation, 88%, the relative humidity. And we've got rain out there in the Gulf this morning, few showers in the afternoon and a few showers tonight. So there we go. Those are your forecasts. We're going to move on now to maritime and see what's happening. We're going to start with the tide starting on the Pacific. High tide, that was at 5:25 this morning. That was 4.42 meters. Low tide, 11:23 this morning, 0.82 of a meter. High tide again, 5:28 this evening, or late afternoon, 4.48 meters. And the last low tide, that'll be at 11:41 tonight, and that will be 0.4 of a meter. On the Caribbean, we got one up and one down again. At 1:27 this morning was the high tide, that was 0.34 of a meter. Low tide, that will be at 10:42 this morning, that'll be minus 0.09 of a meter. And that's it. No more till tomorrow. All right. So let's move on and take a look at the maritime conditions. Now, you might want to pay attention to this. We're going to start over there on the Caribbean side. We're looking at 20 to 35 kilometer an hour winds this morning. Okay, and 5 foot waves. Those winds will be coming from the southwest, by the way. As I say, waves at 5 feet. Extreme caution is the warning for this morning. Hazardous conditions, use extreme caution. That's over on the Caribbean side. In the afternoon, that warning is being continued. Extreme caution. Winds at 20 to 30 kilometers an hour coming from the south in the afternoon. Waves are going to be at 5 feet. Now, moving over to the Pacific, we've got good conditions on this side, although we've got brisk winds at 15 to 30 kilometers an hour coming from the west. The waves are at 3 feet. In the afternoon, good conditions that continue. And we've got 3 foot waves in the afternoon. No change in the wind speed either. 15 to 30 kilometers an hour coming from the south. So there we go. Those are the weather conditions for today. Please, keep that in mind, especially if you're on the Caribbean side. And if you are boarding today, take extra care, all right? We don't want anything to happen to those brave boarding officers that go out there and have to scale up the side of those ships. I tell you what, that's some kind of summer, isn't it? That's what this is called. Time, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. Service on a Sunday in North Dakota.
solo died on a hill it couldn't climb in Montana. Kid who bought the wreck said, what the heck, I'll give you 35. So we were on our own, had our thumbs to take us home to California. By the time we made Memphis, with a truck driving friend, we had wheels on fire. Didn't we have ourselves some kind of summer? Didn't we have ourselves some kind of time? Guess I never took the time to tell you how much I love you.
There we go, yes, singing about Some Kind of Summer. Recognize that voice, don't you? David Cassidy. Breakfast show time, 23 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. We're on 89.3, that's Cool FM. And I tell you what, I've got a message in here. Let's take a trip over to the UK. Do you remember Barry, our friend Barry, the one with the taxis? Oh, yes. Well, guess where he is? He's over there in a place called Great Yarmouth. Listening to The Breakfast Show over there in the UK, that's on the UK coast. And he says, yes, I'm sitting here and with a good going dose of COVID. Oh dear. Will you get over that, Barry? All right. But anyway, it's nice to know somebody's listening to us in Great Yarmouth over there in the UK. And he asked if we could play a piece of music for him. Could you fit in Peter Gabriel? And the one you asked for was Salisbury Hill, if you have the time. If you've got the time, I've certainly got the time, Barry. This is for you. Thank you.
are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
Whoa! Valet Motors, best car service around Panama. WhatsApp them at 643-1-0-4-1-9. Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
El Metro de Panamá insta a todos sus usuarios a cuidar sus instalaciones, manteniendo siempre todos los espacios limpios.
And the time on the Breakfast Show, we are just half past the hour of 7 o'clock. We'll be starting to make our way up to 8 o'clock, the top of the hour. Right now, though, let's take a look at some of the business news for this morning. It is, by the way, 1st of July. And it is Friday, which is always nice. A market indicator measuring how investors are positioned held at extremely bearish levels. This is for a third consecutive week as investors yanked more cash out of equities and bonds. Bank of America Securities said in a weekly note on Friday. Outflows from European equity funds extended into its 12th week, while emerging markets debt has now seen outflows for the past 12 weeks, Bank of America said, citing EPFR data. In a sign that inflationary expectations have not yet peaked, inflows into inflation-adjusted bond funds saw their biggest inflows in 12 weeks, the U.S. investment bank has said. Now, concerns about a possible U.S. recession are prompting some fund managers to rotate back into the big tech and growth winners of the last decade in the hope that they can better weather an economic storm. Many stalwarts like Microsoft Corporation, Apple, and Google parent Alphabet Inc. have suffered declines on par with or exceeding those in broader stock indices this year, as jumbo rate hikes delivered by an inflation-fighting Federal Reserve hit the tech and growth names that led markets in previous years. Since growth companies tend to be less affected by the broader economy's performance, however, some investors believe the category's most profitable names may outperform the rest of the market if the Fed's hawkish policy stance drags the U.S. into recession. A sharp fall in new orders weighed on German manufacturing activity in June, darkening the outlook for Europe's largest economy, a survey showed on Friday. S&P Global's final Purchasing Managers Index, PMI, for manufacturing, which accounts for about a fifth of Germany's economy, fell to 52.0 in June from May to a final reading of 54.8, in line with analysts' expectations and with a flash estimate. An index on new orders came in a 4.3, falling from 47.0 in May to hit the lowest level since May of 2020 and dropping further below the 50 mark, which separates growth from contraction. You're starting to see some cracks in economic growth, which will help select companies that are very well positioned in the technology space, said Syria Malik, Chief Investment Officer at Nuveen, who has been increasing positions in companies, including Amazon.com and Salesforce.com, Inc. The conceptual companies that don't have profitability will continue to be challenged because you need real fundamentals to back it up, she said. The trade is still a nascent one. Global fund managers have increased their allocations to tech by approximately 7 basis points as measured by the latest survey from Bank of America Global Research, although they remain bearish on the sector as a whole. Retail investors, meanwhile, have been buying evergreen large tech companies such as Apple Inc. on recent market dips, according to Vanda Research. And Apple Inc. has hiked by nearly a fifth the cost of its flagship iPhone in Japan, which is battling weakening yen currency and rising inflation. The Cupertino, California-based manufacturer's entry-level iPhone 13 now costs 117,800 yen, which is around about $870. Apple's website showed compared to 99,800 yen previously. With the dollar up 18% against the yen year to date, the higher cost of the iPhone, which dominates Japan's smartphone market, comes as consumers' wallets are being squeezed by price hikes for daily necessities. Saudi Arabia's push for swifter oil production hikes by OPEC Plus, which were agreed in June, involved behind-the-scenes diplomacy to ensure that Russia backed the move that followed US appeals for more supply, two sources familiar with the discussions have said. The OPEC Plus group of oil producers made a larger-than-expected output rise when its ministers met on the 2nd of June, a step welcomed by the administration of US President Joe Biden, who will next month visit the kingdom for the first time since taking office. Alphabet Inc.'s Google has agreed to pay $90 million to settle a legal fight with app developers over the money they earned creating apps for Android smartphones and for enticing users to make in-app purchases, according to a court filing. The app developers, in a lawsuit filed in federal court in San Francisco, had accused Google of using agreements with smartphone makers, technical barriers, and revenue-sharing agreements to effectively close the app ecosystem and shunt most payments through its Google Play billing system with a default service fee of 30%. Now, if you want a good indicator of the world economy, well, Czechoslovakians have long gathered at village pubs to catch up with friends or celebrate special occasions in a nation famed for its beer culture. But soaring costs and belt tightening by patrons have now left many watering holes fighting for survival. Like other pubs across the country, Kreislu in the village of Sek, which is quite appropriate, SEC, but SEC is dry, isn't it? population of 318, by the way, is suffering from a plunge in income as customers cut back on leisure spending, the latest blow to establishments struggling to rebound from pandemic lockdowns. So there we are. If you want to know what the real state of the economy is, it's simple. Check the beer index, all right? The beer index will give you an absolutely brilliant overview of the world economy. I tell you what, let's go back over to there in Great Yarmouth to Barry. He's locked up there, I guess, with COVID. He said to me, so he says, I've also been going through the music collection here and found a band I'd never listened to before, the Pretty Reckless. They're worth listening to. Why don't you try Take Me Down as a test? And the new album from Mutter Savona, Havana Meets Kingston, that sounds interesting, part two is a really good listen as well. Hope you're well and have a great day. That's from Barry over there. Well, I'll tell you what I have got. We're going to take that little listen to Take Me Down from, they call themselves, as he says, Pretty Reckless. We'll be right back.
crossroads forever and a day. You're no guy to buy my soul. I spend all night and day. How much harder can I play? You know I gave my life to rock and roll. Mama begged me please. Yes, she got down on her knees. Said you'll burn in that Mississippi sun. But I'm the only one that's standing here. So mama, don't you have no fear. I'll be the last to arrive.
Well, I tell you what, that is a pretty reckless recommendation there from Barry, sitting in a hotel in Great Yarmouth, United Kingdom. And, yeah, pretty reckless and Take Me Down. Now, do we like that or don't we? Does it get the toilet flush or does it get the crowd cheering? Okay, then we're going to have to look out for their album, aren't we? Let's say a very good morning to Renee. Renee drops in. Good morning. Happy Friday, everybody. TGIF. Happy 1st of July. Yes, pinch punch, birthday of the month. And it's Renee's birthday month coming up for this month. So, hey, she says. And by the way, Senor Francisco, who was in touch with us when we sort of opened up this morning, and it's his birthday month as well. And I'm probably not going to be here for a lot of them because after next Friday, yes, a week today, I'm going on my vacation with my good lady. We're going to go away for 3 weeks. You're going to have peace and quiet for 3 weeks. You're going to enjoy that. Anyway, Renee asked if we could play a piece of music for her this morning. And it's an absolute, absolute classic, one of my favorites. It was released back in 1971. Comes from Don McLean.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance, that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned.
There goes one of those songs I can sing to with all the words. Oh dear, it's amazing. So you can't remember what you're doing for the rest of the day. Oh, I love that track. Don McLean there, An American Pie, released back in October of 1971. Number one US hit for 4 weeks in 1972, starting in January the 15th. And that was just after 8 weeks, by the way, on the US Billboard charts, where it entered at, originally at number 69. Another good morning. Good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and to all your faithful listeners worldwide. Yes, we've got a few this morning, haven't we? You said, did I miss this yesterday? Well, you might have done, so might have I. But it doesn't matter, because we're going to deal with it now. Ashley says, I finally got my visa. Could you please play a song for the Canadian authorities? You actually got your visa. They don't know what they're in for, do they? Anyway, she asked if we could play this for them. It's Lou Rawls, and You'll Never Find Another Love.
You'll never find, as long as you live, someone who loves you tender like I do. You'll never find, no matter where you search, someone who cares about you the way I do. Oh, I'm not bragging on myself, baby, but I'm the one who loves you, and there's no one else. No one else. You'll never find, it'll take the end of all time, someone to understand you like I do. You'll never find the rhythm, the rhyme, all the magic we shared, just us two. Oh, I'm not trying to make you stay, baby, but I know somehow, someday, some way, you are. You're gonna miss my love. You're gonna miss my love. Another love like mine, someone who needs you like I do. You'll never see what you found in me. You keep searching and searching your whole life.
There we go, that's for Ashley this morning. Lou Rawls, and You'll Never Find Another Love Like Mine. He just said, by the way, says this is a bit of a coincidence, because today is their national day today. Well, that's the reason you got it. You know, it's like being pardoned. You know, they give out things that they wouldn't normally give out. Never lose your sense of humour. You did ask for another piece of music this morning. Carl Malcolm and Hey Fatty Bum Bum. That's... sounds like the kind of song that my nephews would have sung when they're about 5 years of age. I might try and get that one for you later on this morning. I can't promise it, but I do have a track which I think you'll enjoy, and We're going to play that right now. Also, by the way, if you like the 60s, between 8 and 9 o'clock this morning, we're going to take a trip back to the 1960s, all 60s music for you.
One direction takes years, another takes you days. Da 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 do da da do do da 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 do da da do do da 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 do da da do do da 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 do. On the road, looking at the sights. Many others with the troubles, looking for the right. Beggars in a gold mine. Da 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 da.
Daradoon is what it's called. It's George Harrison there. Quite like that. That's one of those songs that I would probably be able to manage at karaoke, you know. Seriously. Normally I run away from karaoke, but yeah, I could just about sort of manage that. I tell you what, I've got another sort of very interesting track for you.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Africa, Africa, what's the worst with Africa?
I tell you what, who better to sing about Africa than the Africans? Nedluvo Youth Choir there, and Africa. Really doesn't like that, but I love it. I do, but seriously, it's different. Again, you know, if you make these things differently, it's got a different, a little bit of a different beat on there. But no, of course, nothing's going to replace the original. That's what I say. You know, it's not, what I like is when they do something which gives it something different, which that does. What I don't like is when people just try and, well, make it the same as the original. So anyway, that's good. I know Renee's got a very wide choice of music, and we all like to have different opinions, which is very good and very important too. So Renee, I couldn't, I like it, but it's all down to the personal taste, isn't it? Tell you what, there's some pretty crappy covers of that as well, just looking at them. Yesterday afternoon, there are a few that are not so hot. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. It's time for us to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Buenas noches. Bienvenidos a Bantica Thai Kitchen and Lunch. Permítame compartirle los especiales del día. Filete de salmón servido con ensalada de arroz y crema. Atún de aleta amarilla con costra de sésamo servido con wakame, arroz y ensalada. Ribeye de 12 onzas en salsa de hongos. Y nuestro seafood platter con salmón salvaje, atún, camarones y mejillones negros chilenos.
¡Wow!
Viste, amor, te dije que te iba a gustar. Tienen el tipo de comida que te gusta y también opciones veganas para mí.
Mira que me cuesta decirlo, pero tenía razón. Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lunch, abiertos de 12 a 11 p.m. en San Francisco, calle 66 con calle 50, edificio D Towers.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Vale Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Vale Motors.
Vale Motors.
Paso a paso se construyen los cimientos de la línea 3, una obra que cambiará la manera de transportarse de más de 500,000 residentes de la provincia de Panamá Oeste. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go, but they go too slow. We'll be right back.
tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
Welcome to, well, going to take us through to 9 o'clock. It's the 1960s this morning. Bottom of the hour, we will be checking in with Ingrid for our Freaky Fun Facts Friday. And this one is The Last Time by the Rolling Stones. And it was, by the way, the band's first original song, released as an A-side single, written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. And it was the band's third UK single to reach the number one slot. Before that, it was Friday. Yes, it is Friday. Friday on My Mind by the Australian rock group The Easy Beats. And that was written by their members George Young and Harry Vander. And the track became worldwide. It reached number 16 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in May of 67. Number one on the Dutch charts. And number one in Australia. Number six over there in the United Kingdom. Came off of the album, which was called Good Friday. And that's what we want you to have. This is the Yardbirds. Heart Full of Soul.
I'm not
sand. I got a heart full of soul. She's been gone such a long time, longer than I can bear. But if she says she wants me, tell her that I'll be there. And if she says to you, she don't love me, just give her my message, tell her of my plea. And I go, well, if she had me back again, well, I would never make her sad. I'm not a heartful soul.
Oh yes, I'm walking, walk, walk. That is the Four Seasons and Walk Like a Man. That, by the way, was their third number one hit, initially reaching the top of the Billboard Hot 100 March the 2nd back in 1963. Stayed there for 3 weeks. Walk Like a Man also went to number 3 on the R&B singles chart as well. Cashbox, by the way, described it as a feelingful cha-cha beat stomper. That again sports the falsetto gimmick and has an ultra commercial arrangement by Charles Caiello. That's very deep, isn't it? Time on the Breakfast Show. We're just making our way down to the bottom of the hour.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's here. It's freaky. It's Friday. It's Freaky Friday, fun facts. Well, a lot of people have been telling me about these hurricanes that are coming around, and you know that Panama, we're very blessed that the hurricanes don't touch ground here, but we still get some of the after effects of hurricanes in storms, rain, etc. And I was told we were going to be getting some of the after effects of a hurricane that is passing through recently. So I decided today is Hurricane holiday, happy, no, I don't think so. Okay, so here we go. Freaky Friday fun facts about hurricanes. Number one, hurricanes are giant tropical storms that produce heavy rainfall and super strong winds. Duh. Number two, hurricanes form over warm water oceans near the equator. The warm, moist air above the ocean surface rises, causing air or surrounding areas to be sucked in. This new air then becomes warm and moist and rises too, beginning in a continuous cycle that form clouds. The clouds then rotate with the spin of the earth, and if there is enough warm water to feed the storm, it hurricane forms. Number three, Hurricanes rotate in a circular center called the eye, where it's generally calm with no clouds. Surrounding the eye is the eye wall, the most dangerous part of the hurricane, and the strongest winds, thickest clouds, and heaviest rains. Number four. Most hurricanes occur harmlessly out at sea. However, when they move towards land, they can be incredibly dangerous and cause serious damage. Number five. The strong spiraling winds of a hurricane can reach the speeds up to 198 miles per hour, strong enough to rip up trees and destroy buildings. I've been through one. I remember being a kid and that was a tornado. Different story. Okay. In the southern hemisphere, hurricanes rotate clockwise in direction. And in the northern hemisphere, they rotate anti-clockwise direction. This is due to what is called the Coriolis force, produced by the Earth's rotation. Number seven. When a hurricane reaches land, it often produces what's called a storm surge. This is when the high winds drive the sea towards the shore, causing water levels to rise and creating a large crash of waves. Storm surges can reach 20 feet high and extend over 95 miles. My first storm surge was when I was actually living in New York City, and I went down to Battery Park so I could see, and the surge was coming up and the police made us evacuate. It was actually kind of cool, but it's scary. Number eight. Hurricanes are called cyclones and typhoons depending on where they occur. In the Atlantic Ocean and the Northwest Pacific, they are called hurricanes. In the Northwest Pacific, they are typhoons, and in the South Pacific and Indian Ocean, they are called cyclones. So depending on where you are is what they're called. Cyclones, typhoons, or hurricanes. Okay. The largest hurricane on record is Typhoon Tip, which occurred in 1979 in the Northwest Pacific with a diameter of around 1,400 miles. It was nearly half the size of the United States. I'm going to have to look that fact up. That doesn't seem right to me. Okay. Number 10. Hurricanes are given the name by the World Meteorological Organization, WMO, so that they can be distinguished. Each year, tropical storms are named in alphabetical order, according to a list produced by WMO. That name stays with the storm if it should develop into a hurricane, and the names can only be repeated after 6 years. In the Atlantic, the hurricane season starts June 1st, while in the Pacific, it starts May 15th. Well, I don't know how the hurricane must have a calendar in the back of his swirly water. Both end on November 30th. Isn't that amazing? They're just amazing. Okay, 40% of the hurricanes that occur in the United States hit Florida. Yeah, the difference between a tropical storm and a hurricane, obviously, is the wind. So a tropical storm usually brings winds to about 36 to 47 miles per hour, whereas a hurricane wind speeds can reach up to 74 miles an hour, maybe more. Hurricanes are classified into five categories based on their wind speeds and potential to cause damage. As I said, names are not reused before 6 years, but some names have been retired in the hurricane nomenclature if they've been really big and really destructive. For example, retired names are Katrina, Andrew, Mitch, and most recently Sandy. I don't know, maybe number 11. When the National Hurricane Center began giving official names to the storms in 1953, they were all female. Yes, they were. And this practice of using only women's name ended in 1978 because the boys were like, "Ah, we want to be named after a storm too." Well, now you are, buddy. Now you are. And the costliest hurricane to make landfill was Hurricane Katrina in the United States, a Category 5 storm that slammed Louisiana in August of 2005. Damages cost were about an estimated $108 billion. Wow. I was living in Florida when I was a kid. My parents, they would let us go outside and play in the eye of the storm. We were living in a little town called Brandon outside of Tampa. And it was just rain and storm and everything is just... And then all of a sudden this dead calm came out and this really strange light. And all the greens kind of turned into a lime green. And the colors were really weird. And the birds came out and started singing. And so I said, "Mom, can we go outside? Look at this." She's like, "Okay, but stay close to the house because it's going to come back." And we went outside and it was just the eeriest thing. You know that the storm was all around you and then all of a sudden this deadly calm, but the birds were going, "Hello, we're out. Look at this. How nice. Oh my goodness." And then it started to pick up again. So living through a hurricane, no, not fun. I also, as I was telling you, lived through a tornado. Yeah, because when you live in Ohio, we have got a lot of tornadoes. And one of them, when I was a kid, jumped over our house. And that was the first time I saw my sister jump about 5 steps at a time, going down 3 landings to go into the basement and hide. It sounded like a giant train coming over the house. So tornadoes sound like trains. Hurricanes just sound like noise. What's the other one we're left to do? Oh, hailstorms. Yeah, I've been through some of those too. Hailstorms, the size of tennis balls, came down in Alabama when I was at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival. And the people who owned car dealerships pulled out the Mercedes and the BMWs so they could pull in the more expensive cars like the Maseratis and the Jaguars. They pulled them in to protect them. And every car you could tell for a couple of months afterwards that had dimples on it had been, you know, crushed underneath the weight of a very large hailstone. Yes, indeed. Well, it's been a weather report kind of day. Woohoo! Amazing. All right, it's the weekend. Hey, tomorrow is the American Society event at the Wyndham Convention Center. It's from 2 to 7. Shorty and Slim are going to play. We've got hot dogs, hamburgers, places for kids to jump and run around. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have music. We're going to have dancing. We're going to have giveaways. We're going to have games. Oh, we're just going to have a whole bunch of fun. I hope you will come and join us. We can't celebrate the 4th of July this year on the actual date because some of us have to work. And the rest on Saturday, party down. Yes, indeed. All right, I'm wishing you all a happy weekend. Hopefully I'll see most of you at this event. And back to you in the studio.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and the Breakfast Show.
Just an illusion, and your world around.
course, in the 1960s, there was plenty of Motown around. Started off with Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. And Heatwave, 1963, Holland Dozier and Holland, of course, the songwriting team, first made popular by Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, released 45 RPM single. That's that little plastic thing. Yes, 7 inches. Lovely. None of you remember that, do you? And that was on the Motown subsidiary Gauri label. Hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 R&B chart. Followed on, that was Reach Out, I'll Be There, from the Four Tops. And that was produced by, you've got it, Holland, Dozier and Holland. Here's Peter and Gordon.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide, go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide, go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide, go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by.
Nobody knows where my Johnny has gone. How cute he left the same.
You're listening to the 1960s. There's Leslie Gore, and it's my party. Before that, Peter and Gordon and I go to pieces. Time on the Breakfast Show. If you're keeping an eye on the time, we are just making our way up to 12 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Don't forget, if you miss the news at 8, we do have it again for you at 9 o'clock this morning. And what do we do in the last hour of a Friday? We check in with Yasmin for what, where and when, what you can be doing, where you can be doing it, and when you can be doing it. And no doubt a couple of tracks as well from this day in music, perhaps even born on this day in music, or just relevant to this day in music. Right, we're going to go back to 1960s, The Fortunes, and You've Got Your Troubles.
I see the worried look upon your face. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. She's found somebody else to take your place. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. I too have lost my love today. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. You need some sympathy, well, so do I. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. She used to love me, that I know. Seen so long ago, oh, 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 oh. That we were walking and we were talking the way that lovers do.
If I seem to you, my friend, that I ain't got no pity for you, for I ain't true. You see, I lost my little girl too.
I'd help another place another time. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. You've got your troubles.
You've got your troubles. You'd want to sit here. That's it. That's from The Fortunes back in 1965, released in August of 1965, written by that famous team, Roger Cook and Roger Greenaway. They wrote that in 1964, became a number two hit for The Fortunes in the United Kingdom, August of 1965. Out of that, they got their international success. This is Cher. All I Really Want to Do.
I cheat, I mistreat you. Simplify you, classify you. Deny, defy, or mystify you. All I really wanna do is, baby, be friends with you. Baby, be friends with you. Right.
There she goes, that is Cher, and All I Really Want to Do. One of the, I'll tell you what, we've got about 5 minutes of 60s music to take us up to the top of the hour, 9 o'clock. And, well, you can't beat a bit of Living Spoonful, and this is, or Loving Spoonful, rather. And this particular track is one of my favourites, Summer in the City. Anybody remember this one, apart from me?
Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But tonight it's a different world, go out and find a girl, come on and dance all night, despite the heat it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. In the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
There we go, that's a Loving Spoonful and Summer in the City. Yes, remember summer? Not very well. Take us up to the top of the hour. This is the Kinks.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
I'm
And that's it. The Kinks and All the Day and All of the Night has brought us to the end of our little segment this morning of 1960s. Hope you enjoyed it. I know I did. I enjoy anything, me. Right, let's do this. It is the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
So, you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panamá.
The good news must be announced. I tell you that for the first time in Panama, they will be auctioning properties of all prices and all types. If you want to make a good investment or buy the property of your dreams, this is the time. Add emotion to your investment. Financing with the bank of your choice. Sign up from today. Spaces are limited, so call 6999-0303 or call 302-0303. The date is the 30th of June at the Acobea Real Estate Expo Fair.
Metro de Panamá informa que de lunes a viernes el horario de operaciones inicia desde las 4:30 de la mañana hasta las 11 de la noche, los sábados de 5 de la mañana a 10 de la noche y los domingos y días feriados de 7 de la mañana a 10 de la noche.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
I got a point, but it's work I had to do.
That's why you don't hear from ABBA so much. If I wasn't, if it wasn't for the night. Well, it isn't night time now. It's 22 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. Still to come, we're going to be linking up probably towards the bottom of the hour with Yasmin for what, where, and when, what you can be doing in the next few days or over the next week or so, what you can be doing, where you can be doing it, and when you can be doing it. And also a couple of tracks on this day in music. If you are keeping an eye on the time, 22 minutes, that's after the hour of 9 o'clock. So we've got around about, just over, we've got about half an hour to go. Back to the music. I'll tell you what we've got for you now. We've got Mr. Bryan Adams.
Together.
Mr. Brian Adams and Do I Have to Say the Words? No. I know somebody who does have to say the words. It's that time of this morning's program for me to take a little wander down the corridor, see if I can find Yasmin. You all right?
Yes.
Oh, it's not you crying. It's your friend.
Which friend?
Well, that's a good point. Yes. Good morning, Yasmin.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Yes. Well, you say that any day of the week. You say Happy Monday as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But every day is a happy day.
Every day is a happy day. Exactly. Hey, what have you been up to?
Oh, yesterday, remember I told you I got an invitation to be at Santa Maria Hotel.
Oh, yes, that must have been tough.
Yeah. Well, the last time I was there, it was at night, so I couldn't really see everything, mm-hmm. you know, everything mm-hmm. around. So yesterday I did that, and it's a very nice place.
Uh-huh.
It's a huge place. They have a big pool outside, and it was very nice. So we went there thanks to Nestlé, because they sent us an invitation
mm-hmm.
to know more about the renewed Purina Cat Show.
Okay.
Because mm-hmm. now they have included Defense Plus is the name of the new renew package that they have. So that means that cats can obtain a correct diet and complement their nutritional needs. And it was very interesting because they made a research here in Panama
mm-hmm.
and they realized that more people are adopting cats,
right,
really.
Right.
So that was the research that moved them to make some changes and also to make more food for cats, because sometimes when I had the cat before, remember Troy?
Oh, right, yeah,
sometimes
yeah.
Sometimes
yeah.
when I went to the supermarket, they didn't have enough food for cats, just for dogs. So I guess they are going to change that. And, of course, they are bringing more minerals and vitamins for the cat's food.
Yeah, well, I've got to ask a question, because when you mentioned you were going, was it yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
You said, I hope they're going to have cats there.
No, it was just pictures.
No, come on.
No real cats, yeah, I was so disappointed.
Pictures of cats?
Yes. But, yeah, that was nice anyways. It was a nice event.
Because I was hoping they might have one of those contests where, you know, they put down two plates of food
mm-hmm.
and then the cat goes and chooses its favourite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be great.
But that's no good in front of the press, because it can always go wrong, can't it?
Yes. Oh.
It's all right when you're doing a TV ad.
Uh-huh, yes.
And so what are you going to be doing over the weekend? What do you got?
Well, this weekend, we are full tomorrow, right? We were talking about that.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Earlier, because tomorrow at Wyndham Hotel in Atbrook Mall,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be the Independence Day celebration of the American Society of Panama.
That's right.
And they're going to have Shorty and Slim. They're going to be there singing and dancing for everybody. And you can just go there at mm-hmm. 2 p.m. tomorrow at Wyndham and pay $15. And that includes hot dog, hamburger, chips, soda, and apple pie.
Okay. And the question I was going to make, you probably know the answer, is so you can just turn up and pay at the door?
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And children under 10 mm-hmm. are free.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if I wear shorts, I'm all right.
And that's going to be from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. So everybody can go there and enjoy.
Yeah, I'm going to pop in the afternoon. Because I got to meet a friend of mine, do some stuff with some audio equipment in the morning
mm-hmm.
at 10. Then I go on my Saturday morning and play dice with my friends at lunchtime.
Mm-hmm.
Then I shall go along to the American Society for a little bit in the afternoon. And then I'm going to a concert in the evening.
At the Ateneo, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So that's a busy day.
Yeah, I was about to tell you that one. Because at the Ateneo, at City of Knowledge, there's going to be one of the concerts of Alfredo de San Malo
mm-hmm.
Festival, and they are from Brazil. This is Bossa Brazil, Ordinarius. They are going to be playing there at 7:30 tomorrow, and you can get the tickets at panatickets.com.
Okay.
And we're going to be there.
Yes, enjoy. We are. Yeah, we'll be there.
Enjoy the music from Brazil. That's going to be awesome.
Cool.
Okay, let me tell you about Born in the Study Music.
Okay, let's start at the top.
Uh-huh, the first one.
Yeah, definitely.
Deborah Harry. Do you know her?
Oh, I wonder. You never know.
She was born in 1945. American singer, songwriter, and actress with Blondie, who scored 5 UK number one singles, including the 1979 UK and US number one single, Heart of Glass, and the 1978 worldwide number one album, Parallel Lines. As a solo artist, she scored the 1986 UK number 8 single, French Kissing in the USA, a former Playboy bunny. Her acting career spans over 30 films, roles, and numerous television appearances.
I didn't know she was a Playboy bunny.
Oh, really?
I wonder if I can find that magazine. There we go, there's Heart of Glass from Blondie, or, yeah, Blondie it was then. Before, that was before she went on her own. So, yeah, good one. Yes. And let me see, she was born, I didn't realise, gosh, she's quite a bit older than me. It's very good, yes. You sort of are very diplomatic. You always find people older than me. You're going to be running out soon, you know that. Well, it doesn't matter, they've made records. It doesn't matter if they're with us or not, really, does it? Okay, what else is happening?
Okay, also tomorrow it's going to be Entre Letras y Vinos. This is a literature event with national and international artists along with music and dance to live an unforgettable experience. The pre-sale is $8, just $8. And if you go there, it's going to be $10. And that includes a glass of wine.
Oh, so I wanted to get to that because you said books and wine, didn't you? Yeah, okay.
That's going to be at La Manzana at Casco Antiguo.
Okay.
You can find them on Instagram, La Manzana Panama. This is in Street 16, Santa Ana. And it will start at 5 p.m. And they're going to have different writers. Katia Arjona, Andrés Nieves, Diana Vega, Bebo Hernández, Elizabeth Ay, and Eliezer Breno. So this is a very interesting event tomorrow at 5 p.m.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yes, and also, don't forget the Bio Museum.
Oh,
it's going to be also a tour, a guide tour. And let me tell you more. This is going to be about the history of humans. And the entrance is totally free at 2 p.m. So everybody can go there and learn a little bit about human. This is Descubre la Huella Humana.
Okay.
And you can get more information at their Instagram, Bio Museo.
So let's go and discover about humans and how we managed to screw everything up.
Hopefully not. Hopefully they are going to talk about the good things that we have done.
List me one.
And also don't forget, we got an invitation to go to Teatro en Círculo. This is the play La Chula Linda by Edgar Soberón Torchía. And this is going to be on July the 7th until the 13th.
Okay.
And you can get your tickets at Panatickets also. This is a comedy with Odette Versailles and also more actors there. It's going to be really, really fun. We're going to be there, so I'll tell you more after the 7th of July.
Okay, we have to be quick because I'll only just be here, won't I?
Exactly, you're going to miss it.
Yeah, well, I won't be able to go because I'll be doing too much, like packing. And more packing. There's one thing about this vacation, because we're going for 3 weeks. We're going sort of going up to see friends in Miami, then going up to Boston for about 3 or 4 days. And then we go over to Europe and spend 2 weeks, 2 weeks on the river cruise on the Danube. And I'm thinking to myself, I hope they got laundry.
Yeah, because it's a lot of clothes.
You know.
I guess so. They have in the on the ship, right?
Well, I expect you just drag it along behind the ship, I expect, and then dry it. No, funnily enough, actually, I was thinking about how they would do that, because they probably won't have the boat is sort of one of these very long boats. Because the thing is, what they would do is that they would, you know, drop it off at one town where you stop, because you do a lot of stopping on this trip, and they'll probably leave it there, and then they, you know, your washing and your cleaning, and then drive it to where you're going to be the next time and give it back.
Okay.
That's probably how it would work, obviously.
And it also depends on the weather of the different places that you're going to visit, right?
It's summertime.
Everywhere?
It's summertime, yeah. It's July.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and so it'll be raining.
Oh, really?
You know, the thing is, I don't know if you remember, I think it was last year, wasn't it? In Germany, they had those terrible floods. Do you remember?
Oh, yes.
You know, and that was the same time of the year.
Okay.
So you just don't know with the weather these days. So we're back to what humans managed to cock up.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Any more?
No.
That's
the
end
of the events, yeah. Let me tell you more about who was born today in 1951. Hold on.
That's younger than me, yes.
I know.
Find another one.
You asked for another one, yes.
It's my fault.
Fred Schneider, singer with the American New Wave band, the B-52s, best known for their 1978 debut single, Rock Lobster, and the 1990 UK number 2 and US number 3 single, Love Shack.
Love Shack, I remember it well. What year again was that?
1990.
Oh, yes. Just about remember that. Yeah, right. And that's it then. There's Love Shack from the B-52s. That's a bomber. A bomber. Not a bomber, a bomber. B-52.
So cool.
Yeah.
So cool,
yeah. So that's it then. Mm-hmm. You're going to go off. What's Ian doing over the weekend?
The same as me, because we're going to the concert.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So we'll see you both there.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope I make it.
Of course, yeah.
Yes, I will. I'll be there.
Christina is coming too, right?
Yes, she is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So that's it. All right, well, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes.
All right. And I tell you what, if Ian brings his saxophone, you can play along with the music.
Yesterday he was so tired. He was like, "This is too heavy." Oh. I'm like, "It's the same.
It's too heavy.
It's the same weight. That's every day." But I don't know. Yesterday he was so tired.
I love it. Yeah. I can't play anymore. Why? It's too heavy. I can't lift it. Yeah. Oh, he's doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Time to go to the gym and he'll be able to play better.
Yeah.
All right, yes. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Have a nice weekend.
Take care. Yeah, there we go. There's yes, we'll be back with you, of course, on Monday. Right, next piece of music. This is, as a fact, one of my favourite ones from Madonna. Take a Bow. Not Take a Bow, Take a Bow. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 11 minutes before 10. I've got about 6 minutes to go.
Say goodbye.
And there we go, that is Madonna, Take a Bow. She makes some great music, doesn't she? Take us out. We're back to the 60s again. Chiffons. There we go, that is the Chiffons, and he's so fine. Oh, and that was, what, 1963, I told you, back in the 1960s. And that's it, that's brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. Oh, what an exciting morning, and it's Friday. That's it, my weekend starts now. Starts working again on Sunday. We'll be back with you on Monday, of course. Big thanks go out to this morning, of course, to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, for our freaky fun facts Friday. And to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio for what, where and when. And also for a couple of born on this days as well. Thanks also go out to, of course, Yasmin. Don't forget, she is my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, and she's also doing all our social media and everything like that. I tell you, she does the work. I just sit and play music. It's a nice way of doing it, isn't it? So big thanks to Yasmin, my producer. My co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the UK. He's over there in winter, but still providing a lot of our background info for the programme. And to the boys and girls of Cooper Grad, who keep us up and running. And of course to you, our listeners, our advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. I had to think for a minute. 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. And say we'll be back with you on Monday. Whatever it is you're going to be doing over the weekend, what do we say? Please, please, please do it carefully. I want to be talking to you on Monday, not talking about you. For me, Jerry D. Till then. Ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.